chose to look at the story of hate crimes in the United States through the lens of Tulsa and through specifically two crimes that happened a little over 90 years apart. The first one happened in 1921 and was this incredibly the most violent race riot that ever happened in this country, where up to 300 blacks were killed in one night. The Black Wall Street of the United States was burned to the ground in one night. 10,000 people were made homeless in one night. And it was never considered a hate crime. Not a single white person went even on trial, much less to jail. It really got erased from the history books. It's kind of an open secret in Tulsa, and we all don't know about it. And when I decided to do the film is when the second crime happened, which was in 2012. These two white guys went into the black neighborhood in Tulsa, and they would ask people directions, and as soon as they would turn to give directions, they started shooting, and they shot five people, killing three, and it was called a hate crime. Jesse Jackson flew down. It became a big cause celeb, and it brought up a lot of the tensions that had been smoldering, in festering in the community for all those decades.
Through the lens of this film, the events seem very closely related, but they were separated, as you say, by a little over 90 years. Are we making progress when it comes to race relations?
I think the film presents us as a story of progress, that in 2012 and 13, as this new crime happens and goes into the trial phase, et cetera, we follow Tulsa as they do get together, the law enforcement and black community. They do a very serious manhunt. They treat it very seriously. They call it a hate crime as well as a triple murder. And so we see a community that has hidden things under the rug in the past come out and call it what it is in the present. So that's a very positive thing. But that's not what's sweeping our country. What's sweeping our country is a doubling of hate crimes. We're looking at stories like the Trayvon Martin case happening, sadly, multiple times in multiple cities. So the progress is there, but so are the problems.
So what was the most surprising aspect of making this film? Was it the lack of attention from the media?
The media is a huge arc of the story of this film. In 1921, there were kind of five white guys that could squash the story in Tulsa and nationally. In 2012, the media helped to solve the crime. And that really was a surprise. And I think the other thing that was a surprise was that the two guys that committed this crime have avoided the death penalty, and that in Oklahoma is a big deal. So I think we were very surprised in December when this case got called.
The Cincinnati premiere will be held at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center on February 24th at 6 p.m., and there will be a panel discussion after the film. Who will be there?
The head of the Harvard Center for Race and Justice, David Harris, is going to be there. The head of the Kerwin Center on Race and Ethnicity, Sharon Davies, is going to be there. A wonderful independent journalist by the name of Kevin Ross will be there. I will be there. The moderator is our own wonderful Dan Hurley, who is a reporter for Channel 12. So it is going to be a spicy, fantastic discussion.
You can find out how to get more information about hate crimes in the Heartland and the premiere at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Dr. Lyon, thank you.
Thank you very, very much, Matt.